You're listening to Mentoring Developers, episode number 5.
Welcome to Mentoring Developers, the podcast for new and aspiring software developers, where we discuss your struggles, anxieties, and career choices. And now, here's your host, Arsalan Ahmed.
Hi, everyone. In this episode, it's my pleasure to talk to Pavlo Grudzinko. He is a new developer, and I think I really, really wanted to talk to him because his experience will be, I think, very useful for somebody who's just starting out, who's perhaps in college right now, in high school, or is trying to get his first job and want to see what it's like to get the first job and to work in, you know, in a junior capacity. So really wanted him to be there. And so I think you'll enjoy this interview. I asked him to send me his bio, and that's what he wrote. Pavlo Grudzinko is currently a junior developer at Listrack, where he has been for 3 years. He graduated from Millersville University in 2012 with a BS in computer science, ending an official educational career in computer science that began in high school. Now, his education is through books, code camps, and pre-recorded talks. So, I think that he's a great person for us to learn from. And then I think later on, if we get a chance, we'll bring him back in a panel discussion with some mentors, some really senior people. So hopefully you'll enjoy this. So here's Pavlo Grudzinko. Today we're with Pavlo Grudzinko. Pavlo,
hello.
I'd like to know about you, who you are, how do you describe yourself?
I'm a junior developer. I describe myself as somebody who's working hard to get better at programming. So I'm still in that position of working hard to get better at what I do.
Okay. So you're a junior developer. You recently graduated from college, and yes, this is your first serious programming job. You've done some programming work before, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So was your degree in computer science or computer engineering?
Yes, computer science. Computer engineering wasn't available, though I had a course on software engineering, which is not enough to bump me to the computer engineer.
Yes. So how do you define the difference? But I have, you know, computer science and computer engineering are different fields and different areas of study, although mm-hmm. there could be some similarities. Do you prefer computer science? Looks like you prefer computer engineering over computer science.
I prefer computer engineering, well, application engineer, because I see that the task of a programmer is most often to create an application that solves a problem that a user has, whereas computer science is more of understanding how languages work, which constructs and what they do in a language. For example, C# versus Java, that's more science, whereas an engineer is more about creating a system that helps a user.
Interesting. So my experience, I've done both computer science and computer engineering in college, and my experience has been that it really depends on the department, how it's laid out, and especially if computer science and mathematics, usually they're lumped together, mm-hmm. and it's more about some theories and some ideas and some concepts. And yes, what I've noticed is that computer engineering generally tends to be more about solutions to problems that we have and to use software, sometimes hardware, for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how was your first encounter with programming, the first time you discovered programming? How long ago was that, and how did you do it?
So, it's been about 12 years ago, and I stumbled into programming more than chose it. As a kid, I saw some kids had a computer and they would play games, and I'm like, I want to play games. And then I said, I want to do something with computers, and found out that I could do computer programming. Once I actually started working on the education, then I realized, oh, this is not the exact same thing, but I like it. And it's been years from then in high school that I've kept going with it, and now I am glad that I've stumbled into it.
That's because you like this. You see that you can have a really good career from just doing software development. It's not just for fun, but what are the benefits? If there's somebody, let's say there is a person who's in high school or is in college and really not sure what to do with their lives, you would recommend computer programming or software development as a career. Is that true?
Yes.
So what are the benefits? What do you get out of it?
Individuals.
Okay.
If you have if you're good at math and you can think abstractly, I find that computer science is currently the best you can do to help the most. It's you understand a problem that somebody has and you work towards solving it, and that's better than working as any other kind of science to me. It's more you are approaching a person's needs and you are solving it.
So it's satisfactory from a creative point of view. You feel more fulfilled. You feel like you are achieving more. It's more fun.
And it's also more future-proof because more and more companies are seeing that without software, they cannot be competitive. I find that part also very attractive. As a computer scientist, as a programmer, I see that many times I'm approached with opportunities, and it's not necessarily, it is a very, very good to see that there's so much demand for it. And based on the demand, it's also very, I would encourage somebody to think about it seriously.
Okay, so there are two points. One is fun, it's enjoyable to do it, and second is that you can actually make a good amount of money and you can find jobs doing this. Those are good reasons to do it.
Yes.
But you did study computer programming in college, right?
Yes.
You did that because you thought that would be a good way of getting your job, or is that really what you wanted to study?
It was because it helps create that abstract thinking pattern, whereas you don't approach problems just as something, as a fact of life, but you are more about talk, how to deconstruct issues, how to you have a simple algorithm to make, a for loop or something. You learn what do you put where. It's the abstract thinking skill that school is was very useful for.
Okay. And you have your first, you've had jobs, but this is your first serious job that you're working on software development full time. And so how did you get this job? What did you have to do? Start from the time that you decided that I need a job in this field. And what steps did you take to get your first job?
So I last year when I was a senior at college, I've been thinking about finding a job, and this other friend who was also a software engineer, he told me that I should start at the beginning of the senior year, and I had half a year left before I needed to find a job. He said it's very important to start early, so I started immediately, and then going, applying, one place, another place, and paying attention to the emails I get from school, I have seen that there was an opportunity really close to home. And so I emailed them. I went, they had a job fair. I went there, later on emailed my resume and went to an interview 2 weeks later. And then they called me in to work for them. So it's been just that I started early. Otherwise, I would have missed the email. I would have missed any other emails that I applied for. And I would have just focused on my finals. Whereas by the advice of the friend, and it's an advice I give many other people now, it's before you are actually need a job, apply for jobs. Start early and make your intentions clear. You want a job after you finish school. If you start early, that helps a lot. Yeah, there's more opportunity.
In your experience, you were fortunate that you found a place, a company that was nearby. It was in a location that you were interested in living in. Do you recommend people applying at other places, maybe far away from home, unfamiliar places, to get their, you know, a really good job? Or do you think it's not that important? You need to be happy, so focus on the city that you want to live in.
That is a very interesting question. I've been looking for jobs near and far, but the advantage of staying where you are is because you do not have the additional stress of moving. But I had looked for jobs elsewhere, and I was ready to move. So it's a personal decision. And really it's more about where you find most opportunities that suit you. Where I found one really close to home, a very good job that I am still there now, and somebody else might find one in California, in the Silicon Valley. And it's not something that I have an advice for, whether to stay where you are or go
on. Fair enough. So you did study computer programming in college, and you have been working for a year or two or maybe more. You're new, but you have some experience. Mm-hmm. Looking back at it, do you think it was worth it, the degree that actually helps you in your work?
I believe so. Just to make me appear more skillful. And you have mentioned before the importance of the abstract thinking skill. But when it comes to day-to-day work, the practical thinking skill, how can I solve this specific problem, is more important. But if you have the education before, you can create better solutions. You know how you can look more broadly at the code. And I found that to be very useful. I create solutions. If I fix a bug, I think about how it affects the rest of the code. Whereas if I was just interested in, I found that my first job where I didn't have so much education, where I was just trying things out, I would fix a bug and that would create other bugs. Whereas here, after going through all of the education, they've stressed some things to me that I don't remember particularly learning, but now they are useful. They're part of my thinking, and I approach problems with that in the back of my mind.
Okay. Now, what are some of the challenges you're going through? Because I'm sure that as you start a new job or you start coding maybe after, seriously, mm-hmm. professionally, do you come up with any challenges, anything that you find is really hard? And did you have those experiences?
Yes. Many experiences take a while. Many of these problems take a while to get past. While people are still considered junior developers. It's many times when you approach a problem, for instance, when I first started working at this company, I had received a task to change something in the source code, and it was massive, and I was overwhelmed by how much there is. And there were also multiple layers of software. So I had to pinpoint the right location where to make the change. And that is something that once in a while when I go to a new part of the code, I still find, and it's for a minute or two, it's paralyzing. Sometimes for days, it takes time to dig in to the code and actually find the beginning and how the code progresses to cause the issue. And many times it's because there are a company uses frameworks, which in schools we don't so much learn about frameworks. We create simple programs that satisfy the needs of the teacher, whatever the assignment was. Here we have frameworks, and many times they're so complicated that experienced users do not understand them completely, but as fresh developers, we just look at them and don't know what to do. So that feeling is something that I believe everybody, when they started a company, at a professional company that has a lot of source code, finds. And also, part of it is sometimes you get a task and everybody's like, oh, that'll be simple. A day or two of work, and then you go and you begin digging through it, and you still don't understand after a day. So many times you feel overwhelmed and lost. So that is definitely something that I have experienced, and once in a while I still do experience.
Let us know how we are doing by tweeting at us at Mentoring Devs. And if you are enjoying the show, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Now, let's get back to the show.
So imagine a world where all software companies have this policy of mentorship, where new developer like yourself comes on board and they know that you are going to get overwhelmed, you are going to get frustrated, and you're going to get anxious. You will, you know, be a little bit nervous. So there are a few things you need to learn. You need to learn about the technologies.
Yes.
You need to learn about the domain, the particular niche that company is in. You need to also learn about the architecture or the frameworks. They're very peculiar things that are technical, but they're not general. They're very peculiar, yes, particular for that company. You need to learn all that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, you also need to produce results. And what happens in these environments right now, what happens is you just throw them in the project and then you will swim or sink. And if you sink, you'll get fired. Or if you are tenacious like yourself, you'll come out, and over time you start to feel more confident. But imagine a world where there was an actual program where for a month or two, you will go through this exercise and learn with some of the seniors, learn the technologies, learn the techniques, and get the confidence. Then when you start working on a first deliverable project, then at that time you are more confident and you're not as nervous. What do you think about that? Is that a scenario that would help you?
That would be very helpful, especially if it's required at the beginning of the employment, because as a developer, I also feel a need to do something and to prove that my employment was worth it. So if they have a program where they just tell me, okay, we use this, watch this video, it will explain the general overview. And then whatever department I'm in, they teach me, they give me material that will introduce me to their domain language, like you said, the frameworks that they use, everything. That would be tremendously helpful. And it will help me get an overview of how the application works, and will help me pinpoint issues much more quickly. Yes, that would have been a very good thing to do. And I have had education at this position, and it's been a week, and it was just a general overview of all the solutions that they have, all of the projects they've worked on, but then I've still been dumped into the code and see this. And it personally, I learn from fixing code bugs. That's how I go into the program, and I debug and I see what is happening, but that there's still many questions that don't get answered. And if a company implements a course into their specific program, how it's coded, how it functions, That would be tremendous for a beginner.
And they could assign a person who is, let's say, the most knowledgeable, assign it to new developers so that they could get direct answers. And obviously what happens is this person is more experienced, also has a lot more responsibility, so the companies don't want to take their valuable time and spend it on new developers. But if they did that, if they took the time, they would mean that new developers like yourself can succeed faster and they can have more confidence. And then also you don't make so many mistakes, because if you don't know what you're doing, you are going to just try to get this done any way you can. And a lot of times you will make some silly mistakes or some things that you wouldn't do if you just knew better. So that's something that I think companies should think about. So let me ask you this idea about acceptance. Getting accepted as a valuable member of the developer community or a valued member of a software team. You're a new developer. You have your own background. Maybe it is a little bit different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. How do you get accepted? Was it easy for you to get accepted and for people to see you as this guy is valuable, to respect you, to gain respect? Was that easy? Was that hard? Are you still working on it?
I'm still working on it. I think the greatest feeling of being accepted and valued is when somebody comes over to you and says, could you look into this? Or, I have a question about this specific thing. That gives means you have a knowledge of something. They see that you are valuable. And,
right.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think a little more about the yeah. answer.
If you think of something else you can add, jump in. But I wanted to talk to you about how do you get recognition, right? There are many ways of doing it. One of them is to increase your knowledge. And to increase your knowledge, you can do multiple different things, right? You know that you could read, you could watch videos, screencasts, you could read blogs, you could go to events, conferences, perhaps user group meetings. There's a whole bunch of things that you could do, but I want to know what you do to keep your skills up to date. Or do you think it's important? Do you think it's important to keep the skills up to date?
It's important not only to keep them up to date, but to advance them, especially in the areas that are necessary at work.
So how do you keep them up to date? What do you do?
I have, I am currently reading books, and many times I just go on YouTube and just search for various talks, because now I found that the developer conference in Norway, that I forgot the name, but I just search a topic.
Is this NDC Oslo?
Excuse me?
Is it NDC, Norwegian Developer Conference, you're talking about?
Yes, that. I go on Vimeo, and there are many videos that they have. They're about an hour long, and it's a person who is knowledgeable in an area and teaches a subject. Found that valuable. Also on the GoTo conference and many others. I just search for a topic on YouTube or on Vimeo, and talks are coming up. And I can learn and I can understand and create an opinion of my own. Later on, when I have to use it at work, I can draw back from that experience. I found that many times I do find something new that I try later on and either succeed or fail, but I've tried it and I have something more in my toolbox.
Have you ever had a chance to go to a physical event like a user group meeting or a conference, small or big? Have you ever had the chance?
Yes, I have been to the Philly Code Camp for 3 times now, and they have been useful. Definitely useful in the information that people present, and many times, just like going, listening to talks on YouTube, maybe even better, because your attention is is on the speaker and you give it much better thought than if you were sitting with a device in hand and listening to a YouTube talk. It's definitely something that I do, and I will keep going to these events. They're very useful for a beginner.
Were you there last year?
Yes. I did miss your talk.
Yes, I did give a talk. That's what I was, may have run into. I wasn't there for very long, but it was a good experience. I think that going to conferences is really valuable, but it's not practical for everybody because conferences may not be in your city and you may have obligations. It may be cost prohibitive, but it's important to at least try and see what you can do. I think this is good.
Definitely.
So you've had some experiences. You have studied computer science. Now you're on your way to becoming a really accomplished software developer. Hopefully if we do this interview in a couple of years, you will be considered your mid-level or senior. So that's good. But having all this experience, a little bit of experience after your education, how do you rate software development as a career for someone who is maybe who hasn't had a job yet as a software developer? They're interested. Maybe they played around with the website, some Code Academy stuff. They're like, oh, maybe I should, you know, think about software development. What do you think? Is that a 10 out of 10 type of career, or is it 7 out of 10? How do you rate it out of 10?
It depends on the individual. That's it's very much on the what the individual can, how much they can think abstractly. I'll put it that way. If you can think abstractly, it's 10 out of 10. But if you can't, there's still a value in it because there's a need in the current economy, from what I'm reading online, and it's also easy to get into that type of thinking. So it will be daunting at first, as it was for me when I first assignment in a computer class. It's like, why, how do I count from 1 to 10, all the numbers from 1 to 10, without writing 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4? And that's where I learned the first time that you would use a for loop. That's where it's useful. So it will be like everything that is simple to an accomplished developer will be difficult. But if you keep going through it, it will get easier and easier, and there will be at the end a reward. So you gotta keep with it, and there will be an opportunity where you can use it and pay for it.
I want to talk about self-promotion. Some people don't like self-promotion because it sounds sleazy. Some people really like it. And by self-promotion, I mean to toot your own horn, right? You've done some things. I'm sure that they're at work and maybe at home, you have solved a problem, or you have done something that would be valuable for people to know. And you can promote yourself in different ways. You can write about it. You can definitely write blog posts, or you can write LinkedIn posts or Facebook posts. You can you can gather a following on Twitter. That's another way of doing it. You could speak at user groups or perhaps conferences. You can do other things, many different types of things to let people know, look, this is what I've done. So then if they have a need, maybe they can talk to you. There could be a way for you to get a job. It could be a way for you to get a recommendation. So I want to ask you this. Do you think it is important for new developers to promote themselves like this? Or do you think that they should just put their head down and work? And once they have a lot of work done, maybe 3-4 years of experience, then think about promoting themselves?
I see value in promoting yourself. Not because it's so much as you show others what you've done, what you've accomplished, but for example, writing a blog post, you spend more time looking again at what you've done, seeing how and how you've accomplished it, then translate it into words and put it in a blog. And that exercise makes just what you've done much more memorable to yourself. And also, I've been helped many times by somebody who just wrote a simple blog post that said, I've solved this simple problem. And that was exactly what I've been looking at. And it's just, I needed a person who was not a rock star developer, who struggled with the problem I struggled with and decided to put it in a blog post. That was helpful to me. So it will be helpful to the community. It's helpful personally. And also with time, you can increase your listening audience, and that will be helpful to the career. So there's only positive things I see in it, and I'm actually thinking about an area where I could begin a blog post.
So you're thinking about a particular blog post that you can write on a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you already have a blog that you publish on?
It'll be a blog series. I have started a blog, but there's nothing there yet. I have just the act of just getting started puts me in the mind frame of planning for future blog posts. So that's I have nothing yet out there, but I will be looking at writing some posts where I just whatever I'm going through in my mind, put it in writing, and it will be valuable to the community, is my hope. And also, if anything, people will comment on the blog post. That's the value that I want to do it for. They'll comment and tell me of better ways to do it, if there is any.
So this is important for our audience to know. You are somebody who is a new developer. You're certainly not the world's biggest expert on writing blog posts or the technologies that you're in, but that's okay because you have your own platform where you can publish and people can read it, people can collaborate, people can comment on it, which is good. But the important thing for our audience to know is that you can certainly have your own website, a blog where you write your thoughts. You can have a free blog. Or you can pay a little bit of money every month to have your own server or your own shared WordPress site or WordPress blog. You make sure I would recommend to get your own domain name. But the concern that somebody might have is, well, I don't know what to write. Should I just write whatever goes through my head? Or should it be something about, hey, this is a piece of code I wrote. Take a look. Or it should be just, rambling. Because if you do it on a daily basis, if it's a journal, then most of the time it's just going to be your thoughts. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Personally, I was thinking of looking into it more into shaping my understanding of topics. So I would pick up, for example, databases. And then I would look into that topic and I would see, okay, what kind of databases there are, SQL and NoSQL. And then I'll keep going from there and just picking a topic, understanding it, writing about it, you will be more informed yourself. But also, there's, my idea was also to figure out, not just write a informative blog posts. There are those out there, but write more in terms of, I have this need. Here's my thinking of how I will solve it and why I picked this. And then that becomes more, especially for a beginner who is many times just like, I have a need, but I have no idea why this is better than that. I just see it. This person says this way, that person says that way. It will be valuable when somebody reads a blog post where it says, These are the options, and I picked this because of these reasons. So that's what I personally want to do, but that's what I feel like I could write easiest. Yeah. The blog posts that I could write easiest, whereas somebody can write a different style of
That's a good point.
Post.
That's a good point. Just focus on your strengths. If your strength is writing a certain type of post, then go ahead and do that, and don't worry about your weaknesses. I think that's a good point. What about reading blogs? Do you read any blogs?
I have a couple blogs that I read. I'm mostly just watching the YouTube videos from Simple Programmer. Those are very useful, I found, because it is another developer who focus is in helping junior developers and many
Simple Programmer
developers.
From John Sonmez, and you think that do you follow him? Is that somebody you follow? Do you look at him?
I subscribe to his video to YouTube and to his mailing list. So I watch every YouTube video and I read most of his blog posts. It's for a beginner. They are very useful.
Yeah, that's good to know. I think John will love to hear that. I'll have to share it with
him.
I'm
sure.
And about podcasts, do you listen to podcasts?
I've fallen behind on all the podcasts I've been listening to. So I will get back to it. My podcasts are mostly about news. I find that's where I fall behind.
You're not talking about tech news. You're just talking about news.
Oh, tech news.
Okay.
Specific technologies, new updates, things like that. Where if I fall behind, I can just go from that day forward.
So, now we're towards the end of our interview. 30-second answers. What's the best advice you can give to software shops or employers that want to hire new developers? What's the best thing that you can tell them?
I believe that the best is to hire new developers based on potential, much more than based on skill. Skill is still important. You can ask somebody what they've done, see how how much work they've done, how much they can help you right now. But their potential is what you should focus more. It is more about how they will help you move up, and it will be helpful to them also, because at the beginning they do not have much skill to show, but their potential is many times great, and that is what they will benefit from. If you search for them and see their potential, they will be very grateful.
And what's the best advice you can give to new and aspiring developers? Somebody who maybe, thinking about it, or maybe they've just got their first job. What do you think they should do?
I believe they should stick with it and keep working through the difficult situations, through the working at the issues that have them stumble, and also to go around and ask other individuals who, if they have anyone, if they're working at a company and there is a developer who knows, ask them to help them get out of the situation they're in.
Well, thank you, Pavlo. I think this has been a really good discussion. We got to know a little bit about how it is starting up in your software development as a career, and learning really from a junior developer their struggles. I think this has been really valuable. I'd like to ask you if you have anything that you'd like to share with us, anything you want to promote, any shout outs, or any you want to let people know how to get in touch with you. Here's your chance.
Yes, I had one other thought to help others in the starting up, specifically at a shop, and that's to go ahead and read some of the code that's been written. That will be useful to them in the future when they have to write code. That's what I thought that's helped me a lot. But if they want to reach me and let me know what they think about my thoughts, then I'm willing to listen. And my email address is Pavlo, Pavlo.Grijinko, Grijinko, mcu@gmail.com. And hopefully they have understood everything that I just said.
I think this was great. I think people are really going to benefit from this discussion. Thank you, Pavlo. And hopefully we'll have you on here maybe on a discussion panel with some other people, and we'll do that hopefully soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
For show notes and transcripts, visit us at mentoringdevelopers.com.